No one forced Dick to go to Annapolis. He chose it himself, Marilla.
Of course he did, Mayor, but he didn't know he was going to feel like he does.
Well, he's in, and he's got to make the best of it. Like it or lump it.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of Rinso are proud to present The Mayor of the Town, starring Lionel Barrymore. You can lead a soap to water, but you can't always make it give rich, active suds. Not if it's an old-style, lazy type of soap and the water is hard. No, ma'am, what you need is the new Soapy Rich Rinso. Just pour some Rinso in your dishpan and watch the mountains of suds bubble up. Suds that get your dishes sparkling in a jiffy. And Rinso is anti-sneeze, too. 98% free of sneezy soap dust. Ask your grocer for Rinso tomorrow. And now, The Mayor of the Town, starring Lionel Barrymore.
All right, Sharon, send that letter off in the morning.
I'll get it off tonight, Mayor.
Oh, it's not necessary. Knock off early. You've been working hard. There's spring in the air tonight. Let's not waste it up here.
Listen, what's that? Springdale boy.
Quick, Sharon, where's my coat? I gotta get a hold of that paper.
You don't think it's Dick Miller?
Well, that's what I got to find out.
Oh, excuse me, sir. You've been sitting here an awful long time. Shall I turn on the lights?
What's that, Jerry? Oh, yeah. Well, all right.
Sir. Well, there's a girl in the parlor. She wants to see you.
All right, Jerry. Send her in here.
Yes.
You've seen the papers?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Hard to believe. I've been walking the streets for hours because I had to keep moving. Couldn't stay shut up in the house with those words that said my husband was dead.
Oh, they don't say that Dick's dead yet.
What chance has he got shut down in that crippled submarine? He's dead already. You know he's dead.
Now, my dear child, don't let yourself go to pieces now. You've got to be strong. I know it takes courage, but you always had that.
But I had to see him again. There were some things I had to tell him. You said I could tell him when he came back.
Well, I thought you could. I hoped you could. Hey, listen to me.
I don't want to listen to you. Dick listened to you, and where is he now? I'm sick of your talk of strength and courage. You wanted him to go to Annapolis. You wouldn't let him stop. You must be very happy now.
Yep. I wanted Dick to go. His father and I were boyhood friends. I'd always promised if anything happened, I'd look out for young Dick. Why, say, he planned for Dick to go to Annapolis from the day he was born. Just as he'd gone. And if you think Dick didn't want to go, you should have seen him the day he received word he was accepted. You should have
seen. Mayor, where are you? Mayor!
Oh, for heaven's sake, Dick, you're enough to wake the dead.
Marilla, it's happened. It's come. Oh, boy. Marilla, have you got any chocolate cake? Where's the mayor?
What's going on out here?
Well, if you ask me, the boy's lost his mind.
What is it, son?
I was accepted, sir.
Good. Marilla, bring some chocolate cake into the study, will you? This calls for a celebration.
What are we celebrating?
Well, you might call it a launching, Marilla. Dick's going to Annapolis.
Oh, is that all? I thought he was going crazy.
Come on in, Dick.
I don't know exactly how to thank you, sir. If it hadn't been for you, I know I'd never have passed.
I tell you, you can thank me, Dick. Make a good name for yourself. Give a good accounting.
Yes, sir. I'd like to give as good an accounting as my father.
Oh, he was a man of great fortitude, Dick. I hope you never have to face anything like he did. But if you do, I'm sure the Navy will be as proud of you as it is of him.
I wish I'd known him better. I wish he hadn't died.
Oh, of course you do. But you have to remember that he went the way he always wanted to go, with his ship.
I know, sir.
Yep. and his crew fought bravely and gallantly on that submarine, and when he went down in 1917, everyone in the country was talking about Caleb Miller. The President of the United States said it was a loss to be mourned, but it was a glorious ending to a great career.
Well, here's some cake and some milk, but it's going to spoil both your dinners.
Midshipman Miller, to your very good health.
To yours, sir.
Dear Mayor, everything at Annapolis is pretty much the way I thought it'd be. I found the plaque with my father's name on it, and my math instructor had him in his class. He remembers him very well. He wasn't so hard in math. Dear Mayor, so far, so good. I'm in my youngster year now. We're knocking ourselves out on the semi-am. I don't know how anyone becomes a naval officer with the things you're expected to know. I may be home soon to take up clerical work or dentistry. Dear Mayor, well, I'm a first-class man now. I thought you might like to know that I passed number one in the class this time. Oh, yes. And, Mayor, I'm in love with a girl. Her name is Kay Emery, and I'm going to bring her to Springdale in June so you can meet her. There never was anyone like her, Mayor. Never in the world.
Mayor, may I present Miss Kay Emery?
Good evening, Miss Emery. This is a great pleasure. I hope you're enjoying the dance.
How do you do, Mayor? I certainly am.
I suppose I should say, Mayor, may I present my heart? Because that's the way it is.
Well, then, my congratulations to you both.
Can we sit down here for a minute, Mayor? We'd like to talk to you.
Of course. No one will bother us back here. What can I do?
Mayor, what can I do to make you like me? Dick said you're the one who has to pass judgment on me. I can cook, sew, wash dishes, and make bed. Although I don't particularly like to. I graduated from Vassar. I like dogs and some cats. And I can recite a few simple poems learned in eighth grade if the occasion demands.
Well, you're in.
Because of the poetry?
Not on your life, but because you have a sense of humor about it.
Mayor, I have something pretty important to ask you. Would you be willing to... Well, I know it's irregular, and it is against the rules, but... Well, you see, we could keep a secret and...
Speak up, boy. Spit it out.
Well, it's terribly important to us, sir, and...
We want to get married, Mayor.
Married? But Dick can't get married while he's at Annapolis. He'd be dismissed.
But no one would find out. Kay and I have been in love for 2 years now. I can't ask her to wait any longer.
I've told him I'd wait forever. But he doesn't seem to believe me.
I can't live without her, Mayor.
Oh, nonsense. What's another year or so when you're young? You've worked 3 full years now, Dick. You can't risk it at this stage.
It isn't worth very much without Kay, sir. Nothing is more important than she is.
That's not true. There are a good many things more important than she is. And there are things that are more important than yourself. You made a bargain when you entered Annapolis. If you're your father's son, you'll keep the bargain. If you don't keep it, then you're not worth bothering about, and I'll have no further part of you.
All right, sir, if that's the way you feel.
That's exactly the way I feel. Well, you're acting like a young, calf-hearted high school boy.
You have no right to say that.
Now, wait a minute, you two. The mayor's right, Dick. We hadn't really decided, Mayor. We were out on the veranda looking at the moon, and all of a sudden, the future we planned was too distant. And we thought, wouldn't it be nice to have it now? And it would be nice. But we knew all along we couldn't have it. We were just pressing our noses against the candy store window. We'll wait, Mayor, as long as we have to.
Promise?
Promise.
Midshipman Miller, you have a most remarkable young lady there.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
I'm sorry I lost my temper.
I'm sorry, too, sir.
Go on, you two, and dance. Scat! The music's going to waste. That's an order.
Aye, aye, sir. Come on, Pigeon.
Dick Miller's in the study.
Dick?
Yes.
In Springdale?
Mm-hmm.
Why, this close to graduation? Well, how could he? Oh, well, it's no sense asking you. I'll go in and see.
Hello, Mayor.
What is it, Dick? Well, why aren't you at Annapolis?
I have a weekend leave. Mayor, I want to quit the academy.
Quit? Annapolis? What, well, you'll be graduating in a few weeks. What's wrong?
I don't want to graduate.
Huh?
I don't want to be a naval officer.
Well, what's happened to you? Are you in trouble? You haven't run away and got married.
No, it's not that.
Well, then what is it?
I just don't want to go back. Isn't that enough?
No, it is not enough. You've been studying and working too long and too hard for this. Well, why do you want to give it all up now?
I guess I'm just not good enough when you come right down to it, that's all.
Why not?
Well, last month on the cruise, one of the fellas fell overboard. I went in after him.
Well, did you save him?
Yes. He was knocked out, but he came to and got a stranglehold on me. I almost drowned.
Well, what of it? You didn't drown.
Do you know what that's like? Water in your nose and your throat and your lungs. And no matter how you pull or fight, you can't get up. You can't reach air. Mayor, I never was so scared in my life. Well, they pulled me out, shook the water out of me, but they couldn't shake out that feeling. You see, I knew then what it was like. I knew what drowning was like.
Oh, no, sir.
That's why I want to quit. I'm afraid to go to sea, Mayor. I'm scared rotten.
Why, Dick, you think you're feeling anything new? Everyone's afraid of something. Everyone in the world. My father and my grandfather were seafaring men, and my father told me once how he felt the first time he fell in the sea. And you know, son, it was exactly the same as you described.
What did he do?
He went right on sailing. Yes, sir. He stood out there on the deck in all kinds of weather and shook his fist at the sea and sailed her. Mm-hmm. And after a while, he wasn't afraid anymore. You won't be either.
I'm going to get submarine duty.
Mm-hmm. Just like your father.
Yes. Like my father. Oh, I wish I were as brave as he was. He was never afraid.
Oh, I expect he was. But he never talked about it. He only talked about doing things because they must be done, and then he did them. He wasn't much for words. Son, no one forced you to go to Annapolis. You chose it yourself, and you wanted to be in the service.
I know I did. But I didn't know this had happened. I didn't know I'd feel like this.
I'd be the worst friend in the world if I didn't say this to you. My boy, you're in, and you've got to make the best of it. Don't look on the sea as an enemy. Why, you've conquered her when you learn to swim. The enemy you have to lick is your own fear, and you can do that. I know you can. Will you try? Will you go back to the academy and fight this out with yourself?
Yes, sir. I'll try, sir.
Good. Now run upstairs and get cleaned up for dinner. I think there's chocolate cake.
All right.
Are you staying for dinner, Dick?
I sure am.
Well, you'll take what you get. What's wrong with him, Mayor? Why did he come down this time of year?
He almost drowned on his cruise last month, and now he's frightened to death.
Oh. Have you told him how his father died?
Nah. If he ever found that out, it would be the end of him. It's the thought that his father was a great hero that keeps him in line. He must never find out different, and he never will.
I hope you're right.
The only man who knew how Caleb Miller went to pieces when his sub went down is dead now. He swore we were the only people he ever told.
Do you think it's right for Dick to go on in the Navy feeling like this?
Yeah. I know it is. He's got to conquer his fear. He'll never amount to anything. And somehow, I'm sure he'll do it. Really, I'm sure he'll do it.
One thing about our Springdale housewives, they've certainly developed into music lovers.
Mm-hmm, you're right, Hollow. And you know what's number one on our wash day hit parade?
Sure, the one that goes...
Rinse all white. We want to know about Rinso White. Is Rinso White as white as a dove?
Uh-uh. it's even whiter.
You mean just as white as the clouds above?
You're getting warm, it's even brighter.
Is it white as a lily?
White as chalk?
White as snow?
Save your breath, gals, the answer is no, cause you've never seen such a dazzling sight as a horse that's been so white.
And it takes just plain horse sense to figure out why the new soapy rich Rinso gets clothes so white. It's because the new Rinso gets out more dirt. Mm-hmm. That's what I said, it gets out more dirt. That's why we say it's the best Rinso we've ever made. Try it next wash day. And say, I've got something special to tell you about later, so stay tuned in. Now back to Lionel Barrymore as the mayor of the town. And Midshipman Richard Caleb Miller is commissioned to the rank of ensign in the Navy of the United States.
And so, by the authority vested in me, I now pronounce you man and wife.
Okay, Mrs. Miller?
Very much so, Mr. Miller.
I hope I can make you happy.
I couldn't be any happier.
Congratulations to you both.
Thank you, sir. Well, let's go eat the biggest steak we can find in Annapolis. I'm starving.
Now, there's a romantic bridegroom for you. You were probably thinking of steak all through the ceremony.
Well, in between other things, I was.
Oh.
Come on, come on, let's go. The mayor's as hungry as I am. I can tell by his eyebrows.
You leave my eyebrows out of there.
Oh, how can you two joke like this when tomorrow's so close? And Dick's sub goes out in the morning.
Well, because that's almost 24 hours off, and this is today, and we're hungry. Come on, let's go.
Hello, Mayor. You were a long time.
Well, I was waiting in the lobby. What are you doing out here?
Looking at the water. Dick will be down in a minute.
Well, I haven't got too much time myself. My bags aren't packed yet. I've got to get back to Springdale before somebody swipes the city hall. What's on your mind, Kay? Something wrong?
Is anything right? Mayor, I can't bear to have Dick go tomorrow. I'm going to ask him to ask for shore duty. I know how he feels about the sea, and somehow I feel that if he goes tomorrow, I'll never see him again.
Oh, you can't do that, Kay. You've got to be his strength, not his weakness.
How can I love him and let him go?
Ah, okay. You know he'll go tomorrow, and you won't say a word to stop him.
You're wrong, Mayor. I've thought it all out, and I've made up my mind. He's already followed too closely in his father's footsteps. There's only one more step.
Kay, don't do it. Any woman who loves a man will let him fight his own battles. Do you want to make a pink ribbon of him? In heaven's name, he's on his 2 feet now. Make him stay on them.
Well, well, if this isn't grounds for divorce, I never saw any. My bride keeping a rendezvous with another man.
Hello, Dick.
Dick, I've got to talk to you about something.
Uh-huh.
I don't want you to go tomorrow. I can't bear to lose you so soon.
What? Well, darling, you don't know what you're saying.
I do know. I want you to ask to be transferred to shore duty. Oh, Dick, I'm frightened. I've been thinking about your father and how he...
Oh, no. No, that's not what's on your mind at all. You're remembering what I told you. You think I'm afraid to go out, don't you?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, for...
I'd like you to go to your commander and tell him how you feel. They wouldn't send you to sea in charge of men when you're afraid.
I'm not afraid. At least I won't be when I get down there and get going. I'm sorry I told you about it. I didn't know you were going to broadcast it.
Dick...
I'll watch what I say to you more carefully in the future.
All right, if that's the way you feel. But stay here.
Not on your life. This is my own private war. And I'm going to fight it and win. No matter what you or anyone says, I'm going to fight this out.
Dick, I'm your wife now. I want you here with me where you belong. I want you to be safe and happy.
How could I be happy staying here while my ship sailed? I'm an officer and my place is on her. We're at war now, and I have a job to do.
I'll get you a soapbox if you're going to make a speech.
Don't misunderstand me. I'm not trying to be heroic, but I am trying not to be a coward. Is that clear?
I don't quite like your tone, Dick.
And I don't like your attitude. I expected you to face things with me, Kay. I didn't know I was going to have to fight you, too.
All right, make your gesture. Sail on your precious ship, and suppose she goes down.
If she went down and I was here with you... I think I despise myself. and you for the rest of my life. What sort of a wife are you anyhow, Kay? How can you ask that?
Well, I have asked. Maybe I'm not the right kind of a wife for you. Maybe you made a mistake.
Maybe I did.
Oh, that's easily remedied. Here's your wedding ring. Better luck next time. Good night. Good night, Mayor.
I'd like to go get drunk.
I don't blame you. But you better go and get some sleep.
I love her, Mayor. It isn't easy to lose her.
And she loves you. And you haven't lost her. She just got a little scared and worried and hoisted the sails in the wrong direction. Give her a little time to cool down. She'll be all right. Come on, son. You've got to get some rest.
Up went down. And here's the end. Oh, Mayor, there were so many things I wanted to tell him. I don't know why I said those things. Except that my pride was hurt. And now I'll never be able to unstay them. I'll never have a second chance.
Oh, don't cry, Kay. Archie will phone me here as soon as any word comes from the Navy. Remember, no news is good news.
I wonder what it's like down there. I wonder how he feels.
Haven't you read the paper? Don't you know what happened?
No. I only saw the headlines. I couldn't bear to read about it. Tell me.
Well, the diving bell couldn't carry all the men in one trip. And they sent down word that three men would have to remain below. If the current didn't shift, they could get those three out. If they did, they'd be lost. Commander was to remain below with two enlisted men who were chosen by drawing lots. Dick was to go up in command of those in the bell. Well, one by one, the men went up into the bell. And finally, there were four of them left. The two who were to remain, the commander and his ensign.
You go up with the others, sir. You're the head of our whole squadron. They need you.
The commander stays with the ship, Miller. Let's do it according to tradition.
But, sir...
Ensign Miller, carry out your orders immediately.
Sorry, sir, but... Here, one of you, pull him up.
What's happened to the commander?
Ensign Miller, sucked. He'll be court-martialed for this.
Quiet. Here, pull him up. Riley, take command. I'll lock up here and then shove off.
Aye, aye, sir. In place, sir. It's the ship's communications. Shall I answer, sir?
I'll get it. Miller speaking.
Tell them they got to get us out of here. We can't stay down here and drown. They got everyone else out. They got to get us out.
Nelson, pull yourself together.
Sorry, sir.
Miller speaking. Bell on its way up. Commander Stauffer is on board. Standing by for further instructions. Oh, you might call the mayor of Springdale for me. Tell him I'm all right. And everything is under control. Standing by.
He wasn't afraid.
No, he wasn't afraid. He faced the enemy and faced him down.
I just wasn't quite good enough, wasn't I? I would have made a coward out of him. Oh, Mayor, why couldn't he have understood that I was saying those things because I loved him?
Perhaps he did.
I thought that love was keeping someone close to you. But it's more than that, isn't it? It's letting them go. And helping them go when they have to. Mayor. Oh, Mayor, hurry, hurry. No, wait, don't answer.
Hope
he's dead.
Hello? Yes, Archie? Yeah? I'm to do what? Yeah, sure, I understand. Yes, Archie.
Oh.
All right, Archie, all right. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Mayor.
Kay, hold out your hands. No, your left one.
Tell me what he said. Tell me.
Your left hand, please. Now, let me see. What did I do with that? Your husband said you were to have that ring back on your finger when you met his train tonight, and I think I've lost the confounded thing. Splutch.
Oh, Mayor.
So
officer of the Secretary of the Navy called Archie. They like their heroes happy. If I don't have that ring on your finger when Dick gets here, I'm liable to be sitting in a brig wishing I had.
Oh, Mayor, try your watch pocket.
Hmm? Ah, hallelujah, here it is.
Oh, Mayor, I...
Oh, great gun sights, don't cry now. The fleet's in.
The mayor will be back in just a moment. But first, because we're so anxious to have you try our new Soapy Rich Rinso and see that famous Rinso White Wash on your line, we're making an extra special offer. If you mail your order at once, the makers of Rinso will send you seeds for dozens of varieties of fragrant, exquisite flowers. These flower seeds are selected and separated according to color and heights so that there'll be no guesswork about your planting. There's a red, white, and blue garden, low-growing blue flowers, medium-height whites, and tall, stately reds. Then there's a sunshine garden, all your favorite golden flowers. And finally, an unusual ornamental foliage garden. In addition, you'll receive a booklet with many landscaping ideas. Now, to get all this, simply send 10 cents and the opening tab of a large Rinso box to Lionel Barrymore, Box 56, New York City. Lionel Barrymore, Box 56, New York City. Allow 2 to 3 weeks for the seeds to reach you. And now, here's the mayor of the town.
Ladies and gentlemen, over in Germany, an American flying fortress pilot's being held prisoner. He's getting along all right, though. The American Red Cross has seen to that. He's written letters to his brother saying that his existence depends on the Red Cross. Now, think that over for a minute. That could be your brother, or your husband, or son, or sweetheart. One little incident. But you can multiply it by tens of thousands. If you could know the gratitude of our men for the 1,001 services that the Red Cross does for them, you wouldn't have to be asked twice to donate generously to the Red Cross War Fund. We can't let the Red Cross down. Let's go with our things and give and give and give. Huh? Thank you and good night.
Be sure to be with us again next Wednesday when the makers of Rinso again present Lionel Barrymore as the mayor of the town. Mr. Barrymore appears through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. The part of Dick was played by Richard Quine, currently appearing in the MGM picture Stand By for Action. Our script was written by Gene Holloway. This is Harlow Wilcox bidding you all good night for the new Soapy Rich Rinso, the soap that gets clothes.
Rinso White.
You've never seen such a dazzling sight as a wash that's Rinso White.
Mothers, make sure your family gets enough vitamins.
But vitamin-rich foods take so many rationing points.
Then get unrationed and low-point foods and take extra vitamins. And when you buy, just follow these two simple rules. Rule one,
get all the vitamins government experts say are essential.
Rule two,
get them in the balanced formula doctors endorse.
Get VIMS. VIMS give you all the essential vitamins and minerals. VI for vitamins, double MS for minerals. Get them all in VIMS at your druggist.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.